والله Okay, all set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. In the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And there will be three presentations just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, before we begin, I want to say I've put the minutes of the second meeting in a shared folder, but they're still not quite okay. And, still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay.
So, but from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
Be better, yeah.
Keyboard work.
I
yep.
think it will be more easy for you to read the minutes.
Alright.
Okay, when we talk about the components design, it's really about the material and the really the stuff we build the remote controls of. The remote control consists of components, and the components of the remote control just properties and material. We have to choose these wisely, and it could affect kind of growth in buying remote controls. The components of a remote control are, of course, the case. The properties of the case are it has to be solid, a hard material like hard plastic. With soft rubber for falling and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got an email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use a rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending of here you have to have hand kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day and then you push a button so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote control. Also the case material, I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because the wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Well, titanium is probably trendy, I think.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
But maybe a little bit expensive. I don't know.
They don't tell any anything about the cost of titanium? Chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've thought about three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros.
Actually, yeah, but it
can I've got an email with some examples, and here were the most trendiest one. You see the covers, which can be.
What are those? Toothbrushes?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, it resembles the design I have in mind. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoonish, Alessi kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of houses, like maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yeah,
next time we're here.
We have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah.
Are we clear of
That's okay.
So I'll show to the next slide. I still don't have any information about the user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided on that in the last meeting.
Yeah, but then, well, I don't know when there are new user requirements.
I didn't receive any new requirements or something.
Nothing?
No, but we decided to use only basic functions.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there maybe a little bit more, but.
Well, maybe we can think of that later.
Yeah.
Just these are the ones you already summed up in the.
Yeah, I pointed them out here.
Okay.
Just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what cost of it. No idea, but I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if that's a good idea, or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12.5 production. If we got already something like a base.
A bit redundant also, maybe. I don't know what. Kind of
I was just thinking about it.
Maybe we can bring teletext to the
remote control.
They got to have like
okay.
A little bit very big RC.
A little bit too big.
Not a good idea.
Exactly. Well, the functions are not more to discuss.
No.
It's just the basic things we already discussed, that the no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention a next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
But
next
the
channel,
well,
previous
next
channel.
Channel.
Oh,
I
okay.
mean by next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
But you're the
I
expert.
Think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well. okay, that's your point.
Oh, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the...
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two, they have to be large. I mean the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to... I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that is... It's
trendy
too because that's
the
buttons. It you know it what do you say? It puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remotes
sure.
to make
yeah.
these two most basic functions extra big.
Those
right?
are probably the four most used buttons on the
yeah.
The
you
remote
did
you want
research.
To accentuate that, you know?
Sorry?
It's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
okay.
Yeah.
It was all personal preference and then that.
Okay.
At any time met. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
You don't care. No, sorry.
Please have it.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah, click on it.
Oh, great. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation, and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some finding. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of remote control. We were going to imply it, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea. I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruit and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is, it symbolizes the idea of fruits and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fancy.
Maybe we have to do something with SpongeBob.
exactly. I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catch the colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So
it doesn't show with
the
dark
colors. No, we don't want dark colors.
No, the dark colors? Okay.
No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the docking, I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself, but to to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with a dark color to how do you say?
For diversity or something.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want
maybe
want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like black RC on the market or whatever.
But
yes.
How do we use fruits and vegetables? In Christ's sake, remote.
No, but I think our design already resembles some piece of fruit,
well,
like a pear.
There's always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC, well.
No, I don't think you have to do it.
The upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
But it doesn't have to remind you, you know, like. Explicitly also piece of fruit, but just, you know, like the round curves and so I think it already resembles something like a pear to me or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You do get the idea, the fruit kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but don't we need a creative artist or something like that to make
course,
it feel
have,
like
a
vegetable or fruit?
We have a very big
we can produce multiple things. This is then the pear. I don't know the English word, so forget it.
It's pear, I guess.
And
but I think we don't have to make
is not easy for remote control, but
we can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design, I think.
No, but I think it's
maybe
already
maybe two or three.
What we were up to.
It
doesn't have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, but just
a
fruity
but
thing going on. And this, it looks
but that's
fruity
great.
To me.
And what I was.
But I do like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I do. I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah. But pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
But we have to.
Not
vegetables.
Pictures. What
they have to be the firm colors. Our own colors have to be in it.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow. A real reaction.
Yes, you can put the logo on top of it.
But
yeah,
I don't think our
yeah.
company colors are this fashionable.
Maybe we can.
Yes, it's really fruity.
We got a docking station over here. I can't draw with this thing, but I'll try.
A yellow.
This is our docking station. We can. Make our logo over here, it doesn't work. And then.
Yeah, in the button then?
With a strawberry on top.
Yeah, on the bottom of
the
remote.
Button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it.
Okay.
Well, that will mind this a little bit.
Okay.
Go away.
Well, can you open the conceptual design
conceptual
presentation?
Design. Yes.
See what was on the agenda.
Lazy.
The agenda.
This isn't on the remote. Because
maybe
we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think is that. Yeah. Do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice,
only
of course, but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe
we
can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but
it should be. Like this big, and I don't think.
No,
I don't think we
TV
should do
channel
it.
With 4 programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of a program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large LCD screen.
No, on your mobile phone, you can read text also. So why not on your remote?
Yeah, but. I think it's a bit redundant, actually, and it's also not. I don't even think it looks like sexy or something.
What would you display on it then?
Program
information
or a guide.
TV, a lot of new
on
TVs.
Teletext, yes, also on the internet.
Well, a lot of TVs indeed show when you
you're already watching
to
the TV,
a
you're not going to watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning
to,
but whatever. Because the TV has to send information back to the RC. And I don't know if that's
yes,
possible.
Yes, that's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in the TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote control.
I really
so
understand you want to make your job more exciting by putting an LCD in it, but I really don't think it's a good, because it also doesn't stroke with, we want the, when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with the soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and that you like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know. It's like more vulnerable and it adds
that's
nothing
true.
Really,
that's
you know.
True. It breaks, it's not very solid. It's
you could make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design we're after.
No, I don't think so.
Well, this is my opinion. You can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
Nah.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right. So I can also
bastard.
We can vote your way.
We skip the. Yeah, you could. But do you
think
I don't
know. If it's.
We're not even sure what information we want to display.
No,
right,
that's
so
right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
yes,
I
you
guess
can use the buttons that are already on the remote control
or how
for
does
double
it
functions.
Play then?
And then you
when
push
I go to the
button,
second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About
but
that program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
Yeah,
to
it's not going
to
work.
But
no,
maybe in future it will be a giant hit, and when you are the first, you have the biggest.
You know, like the bigger universal remotes, they have the LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah,
yes, you can put
a
little LCD display on it with lots of information.
But it just
I haven't thought
just
about it.
It doesn't match with our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic a screen on top of it, it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can throw
okay,
with it.
That's maybe not the most important, but it's just.
Is it fashion?
When you
so
put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy. Have
I don't know.
A remote
that's
control.
Not up to you. That's up to the market if it's trendy.
Yeah, what do you have to look after the trendiness of LCD displays.
Well,
I think
it's
also
I think it's pretty trendy, to be honest. I don't know if well, I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think. I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for the remote control. So why don't we use it?
Did it say price also for a monochrome LCD or a colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really.
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color or. But I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it. But I didn't really.
You don't have the whole idea of what else to do this way. I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how it's with you guys, but I don't really feel it. We already.
It's too much, maybe. With
yeah,
the
we already
LCD
have
and
the
docking
station.
Base station
and gadget, and we want. It has to be a simple design, which.
Yes, but on the.
We've got to find the balance,
one thing
of course.
Special.
And I think.
Not a whole package of specialty.
And really, I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's slicker to have no LCD. We want to,
but it's
simplicity. You have two big buttons, and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons,
that
you don't
remote
need
controls
an LCD.
Are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
the
in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want to have something special.
Yeah,
but
we already have the docking station, which is.
Yes,
we
but
we
had a picture of it from another company.
It has to be the first.
Yeah.
No, but that's
it's
our,
just,
that's
it's
our
just
killer
an idea.
Feature. That's our.
Yes,
it
was
makes
already
it special.
Made. The remote control.
Yeah, we're
going to
develop
station.
Our own.
Is that
station.
Some? Was
yes,
well,
yeah,
it wasn't just
a prototype?
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I've never seen it in a store.
We really have to cut this off. I mean, I know, I guess the idea you really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea, and we have already mentioned all the arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think?
No, it's too much.
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
It's overdone.
Okay, we skip.
Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can do something for your own place or make, make it happen in your basement or something.
And I will rule the world with it.
Probably
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioniness.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah, for the spongy
yeah, but
feel.
It was already what we're after, you know, to give it you know, the soft touch in your hands
yeah.
And also, the, you know, like, yeah, this is the airbag
like
kind of thing.
Yes,
yeah, you just can drop it.
Throw it at your
yeah.
Little
if
brother's
you drop
head.
It, if you drop it, the airbag comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not
maybe, but then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's a good point. And that's why I like the dark color bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it may be the design, it's maybe just a bit of...
But not black, I think.
It's a bit 90s,
no.
Maybe, what we're up to right from to
well
this point.
Well, if it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's true.
But,
yeah,
can
that's
we
but it has to be
out.
A little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming when you put it
can
in.
Can we combine it or something? With yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Make it a bee?
What? Oh, a beanie. Oh.
No, I don't like the yellow and black combination. But it is our company colors.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Real
it's
good colors.
Yeah. We have to use yellow.
Yeah.
I don't like yellow.
Well, we can, as I...
But that's not really fruity.
Draw really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station, yeah, and maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts of the we can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that?
Telephone.
I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out
different
in different
fronts.
Colors, but not.
Yeah.
Off that you can
I guess that's enough.
Afterwards, it's also too much.
It's
you
going
want
to
spend
yeah.
More money on
yeah.
The remote control, I guess.
You can
these designs
choose the customer which color he wants.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just
three,
bring
three
more designs to the market.
Four colors.
But okay, so are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon not oh well. Not you
well, this is a real young and dynamic style.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Titanium?
The last
titanium?
Point
is
no, titanium
is
not
is
a question.
It's
just
also
like this titanium.
Yes.
But
when
is
we
it possible
use
to use
soft.
Both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous design?
Then. But it you can't throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with a titanium,
break other stuff
with your remote control.
Well.
Nah. Titanium
yeah,
is a
true.
Bit
no, but, you should
a bit harder. But also on the colors, the
okay. Think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Or would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think that
titanium nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands are a little bit sweaty and...
On the other hand, if you want to make fruity stuff with...
Yes. But I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of thing, because then it's, you know, it fits in our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and, you know, like...
Sports and gaming.
When you make a titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic around.
Yes, that MP3 player of Nike. So, isn't that titanium with a little bit of rubber?
Yes, it's. But it is plastic.
Is it plastic? Well, it's titanium looking.
Yes, what we can do that on
I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike.
Oh
that,
yeah,
that's
okay,
very
yeah.
With rubber,
yeah,
so
I
it's
see.
Very.
We can
yeah,
make this
but
as a style too. This is just.
Well,
yeah,
maybe
I think that's difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just the color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind type of body and then with plastic coloration around it. You know, like the soft stuff. But I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information. I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give it the titanium look.
Yes, true.
Or make it just like shiny.
Yeah, true.
Maybe
like
should
the MPG
yeah, maybe that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer than 2 weeks or something,
and
you can maybe.
Maybe we should. I don't know if we should talk about how much.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors, kind of font of fronts.
Okay.
Like we can use on the telephone and. Like Eastpak began a revolution with all these kind of bags and colors and
in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Okay.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. It's a possibility. But let's think
then
about.
Then we can always use the same design. For a greater resemblance, but with new with new colors, new
prints.
Mm-hmm.
On it.
But our basic idea, I mean, we're probably gonna have like two types of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights. We have to incorporate lights too. But are we going to give it a two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the rubber?
How many colors are we? How many colors are we gonna? We have only 5 minutes left, by the way.
Yes.
How many colors are we gonna give it? Like two-tone color?
Yeah.
There are three components.
Much,
three components type. You have the buttons, the case.
I think maybe the case
the rubber
should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons. And the cushions as well should be in another.
Or you just make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not
in
more than
another color.
Yeah,
not
so
more than two colors.
No.
I think.
No, definitely not.
We should
too
talk
flashy.
About it. In
yes.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay.
Well,
we have to think of some other important things. The functionalities of the buttons.
Yeah, I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No,
I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have basic. We have the numbers. We have the power button. We have the teletext button.
Volume, teletext,
and maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but
that's
I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. This just the only
button.
What
kind of menu?
You know,
isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs have an, a menu nowadays to access the screen settings and
stuff. Yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But that,
and
that
if
covers
the TV
all the,
menu,
all the other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left and
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you can
put
use
that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can also use the normal skip buttons for that. The, in that way, we have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute.
And teletext and a menu, and then
and
that's it. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
that's
not another
not
stuff about the design of the docking station. Something important about us. We should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one corner.
Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already. Comes forward in the cushions, pads, and things on the side. When we make it spongy, and the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with a.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity and with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you're, you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
on
the table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get to that. Okay.
Okay.
I guess we're through then.
I guess so.
But we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think that adds to the. Too much color, maybe.
Too much color. When you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much, maybe.
Design experts.
It has to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute, so
something
we'll
like
wrap
that.
Up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
No.
Okay. Well, you will read the minutes. In the you can find them in the.
Sure. Okay.
Probably. For sure, because I'm going to type them out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see in your email.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope so. And the other thing is you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. If you see a kind of prototype, you can...
I will make one in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah.
With
your laptop.
Toilet paper.
Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you.
Are.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Back to the pen.
Amazing.
Kan mag ik het pakken?